The battle to take over the London 2012 stadium has been as fierce and vocal as pretty much any which will take place in it. Whoever wins this particular race will determine how this venue will look in the decades to come, and just as importantly, whom among us will get to enjoy it. West Ham would keep the running track and use the venue for athletics, football, cricket and concerts. Tottenham Hotspur would demolish much of the half-a-billion-pound structure and rebuild a 60,000-seater stadium in its place, specifically for football. Two very different bids. Getting the decision right is crucial.
You know, so much of the aftermath of many Olympic Games has been marred by empty stadia, unused facilities, lots of public money appearing to have been wasted. We're not going to do that. We planned legacy into our Olympic Park right from the start. It's one of the reasons that we won.
While there's been a lot of passionate discussion about the merits of each of the bids, the fact is they're both very strong. Spurs is seen to be the sound financial option, but they promise to deliver on legacy too, helping regenerate the local area and investing in a national centre for athletics at Crystal Palace. West Ham is considered to be the obvious legacy choice, but they say their finances are sound and calculations are based on a worst-case scenario. So even if the club is relegated to the Championship, they'll still be able to pay the bills here, meaning, crucially, you and I won't have to. That's not to say there hasn't been one overall favourite in this competition. As well as being the local club, West Ham have most of their supporters and the athletics community on board, something that Spurs fans say shouldn't be a factor.
Why should Tottenham win it? It's because Tottenham's bid makes more sense and is much better commercially and better for the taxpayer and better for the Olympic Park long term. Tottenham will become a great anchor attraction, if you like, for what will become a great place, a great experience place to go. The West Ham proposal, with the greatest respect to them, is flawed.
It is true that the government and the London Mayor can still decline today's recommendation for the stadium, and there will be a number of weeks of negotiating with a preferred partner until anything is signed. Whoever takes the lead today, though, will have a head start that will be almost impossible to catch. Worla Shinawee, Sky News, at the Olympic and Paralympic Stadium in East London.